This is Long-Term Care Connections for January 21, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Tomorrow, January 22, is the final deadline to apply for the 2026 National Quality Awards. The Quality Award program helps you to evaluate your organization's strengths and opportunities, identify critical areas for improvement, and implement a plan to be stronger, more resilient, and more successful than ever before. Be sure to submit your application by 5 p.m. tomorrow to be considered for this year's cycle. Find all the info you need and the link to apply today on the awards portal at acanCal.org. WACO would like to give a shout-out to our members who came out in force to voice their opposition to the governor's proposed supplemental budget during recent hearings of the Senate Ways and Means and House Appropriations Committees. You can visit our LinkedIn profile to view clips of some of these powerful testimonies. Thank you to Samiksha Mukashi and Aaron Doss of Avamir, Tina Levishev of Village at the Harbor, Nathan Butler of San Juan County Public Hospital District 1, Joe Rudd and Amy Seals of Cascadia Healthcare, Monique Mason and Cosmo Cecilia of Evergreen, Mindy Bradley, Danielle St. Germain and Paul Waddington of Ensign, Christopher Beckers of Noble, Russell Sells of Pennant, Mauro Hernandez of Hearth and Truss, Fate Gordon of Cascadia Senior Living, and Lisa Moore of PAX. Thank you for standing for your peers in long-term care and the vulnerable residents you all serve. DSHS has released an update of the new Notice of Transfer or Discharge Form for Assisted Living, just 3 weeks from its original publication, to include the physical address from which the resident is transferring or discharging. There are many assisted livings and adult family homes with the same or similar names, so this update will differentiate between them for clarity. You can find a link to the updated form on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. ACA NCAL is now accepting applications for the next class of the Diversity Executive Leadership Program. DELP is a competitive application process in which 15 selected individuals will participate in a two-year leadership program consisting of education and networking in the national ACA NCAL community. The program provides individuals representing the diverse groups working at member organizations with support, access, and opportunities for leadership, while also providing ACA NCAL with increased access to a diverse pool of talented, engaged members and leaders. To participate, scholars must have at least 3 years' experience in mid- to senior-level long-term care management positions, or at least 1 year as a C-suite executive or owner, and be a full-time employee at a member provider in good standing. The application deadline is Friday, February 13. Find more details on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Another leadership opportunity from our national affiliate partners is ACA NCAL's Leadership Academy, which equips long-term care and assisted living facility leaders with the skills needed to build and enhance trust with and between their staff, translating into a more effective team, better outcomes, and less staff turnover. The program provides 17 unique interactive leadership sessions and is ideal for administrators, clinical and operational leaders, social workers, and emerging leaders in your organization. The next cohort of the Leadership Academy begins March 16, and you can save $100 if you register by February 28. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections for the discount code and link to register, as well as more complete information about the Academy faculty, coursework, and benefits. DSHS has released the January issue of Caregiving in Action, which features helpful resources, including information about your region's DSHS Long-Term Care Workforce Navigator, as well as tips on how to take a break and feel more grounded during a busy workday. Find a link to read the newsletter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. In this week's grassroots update, WACA is working hard to ensure that Washington's 49 legislative districts are represented as we look to elevate our members and improve long-term care futures in legislator meetings. When those opportunities arise, please consider joining our team and sharing your community-driven expertise with your district's representatives and senators. Our providers are reliable sources of long-term care expertise. You understand the issues and challenges facing quality, accessible care in your communities. If you have given a facility tour to your representatives, this will be another meaningful opportunity to build connections with the legislators who make policy and fiscal decisions throughout the session. Please contact Aiden Swain at WACA.org for more information or for assistance in setting up a meeting with your legislators. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA and other expert presenters for the virtual Winter Symposium, February 17 to 19. This fully virtual conference will focus on leadership, operations, and regulatory and legislative issues. You can earn up to 5 CEUs for each day you attend from the comfort of your home or office.
Save the date.
We have several signature WACA virtual workshops coming up in March. The Lead Assisted Living Executive Training Program begins March 10th, Dementia Specialty Training on March 24th, and Mental Health Specialty Training on March 30th. Registration will open soon for each of these opportunities. Watch your inbox or our social media channels for the announcement in the coming days. Did you know that as a WACA member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The AHCA NCAL Ed Portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.ahcancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.